Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. The people that run the world are not putting humanity first. Let's start off with an easy one. California will soon ban the sale of gas-powered cars in the year 2035. Typically, the market drives innovation, but this time it will be a regressive government in Sacramento. Somehow, will make sure that you have enough power, refill stations, and other necessary infrastructure for those electric vehicles. This is a massive goal, and obviously it will not work out smoothly, if at all. California can't even run a good website, let alone figure out everybody's car fuel needs. Talk about putting the fate of Californians in severe jeopardy for no good reason. Moving on, I want to talk about one of the more notorious groups of globalists, the World Economic Forum. It has released a plan to build a gigantic space bubble, and the idea is to use this balloon to block a tiny percentage of the sun. To quote directly from the website, the Space Bubbles Research Project proposes floating a raft made of frozen bubbles at the L1 point. That's the point between the Earth and the Sun where the gravitational pull cancel out. We are told this could help with climate change, but our first thought should be, does any one person or group deserve to have that much power? Nobody elected the World Economic Forum for anything. I think deciding just how much sun the planet gets, that's a little bit above anybody's pay grade. But that is what makes a globalist a, well, globalist. Their agenda is a world where you have no possessions, where you have no carbon footprint, and they really want you to eat bugs for some reason. Decreasing the population of the planet, that's one of their focuses as well. The WEF also wants to remove privacy, and they want to track your human data in some of the most invasive ways imaginable. This is not conspiracy. Part of what makes WEF so sinister is everything I'm saying is on their website. You can go there now and take a look. They are very open about what they want. Now, before you tell yourself that this has nothing to do with you, you better think again. The evil forces that finance the radical left worldwide have teamed up with the World Economic Forum. Several charismatic young leaders of countries are in their club. The Prime Minister of France and Canada and many other countries. And even worse, the people that installed Biden and stole the election, they're in the camp as well. The same type of people that can imagine blocking the sun with a gigantic space bubble share the same ideology as grassroots radical leftists that have been getting elected in city councils across America. To add even more focus to the point, more info's come out about how communist China has been heavily influencing American politicians through blackmail and bribes, and recently we learned through Greg Phillips that China has been targeting election poll workers as well. We all need to spend a little more time paying attention to who is running the show before it's too late. This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.